Strategy and the integrated measurement model. The process of setting strategic objectives is the step that moves the planning process down from the level of the strategic plan and into the level of the business plan. In other words, now we get to the specifics of financial, market share, and growth goals that make a strategy's relative level of success measurable and accountable. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines performance objectives as follows. Measurements that enable the firm to monitor whether or not the firm's strategy is being accomplished. Thus, the measurements should be aligned to strategy. Performance objectives may differ based on the hierarchical level of the firm and should be aligned with the corresponding strategy for that level. Objectives translate the business's vision and mission into actionable goals that further focus strategic planning. These objectives serve three primary purposes. They help align actions across the business's parts and down its organizational layers. They support consistency in decision-making. They remind decision-makers continually of the business's commitment to its future. They provide a basis for measuring the effectiveness of a strategy, whether it is a business or operations strategy. They motivate all members of the organization to achieve and surpass these goals. Integrated measurement model. The integrated measurement model is a tool that can help ensure that strategic goals are carried down into the strategies and tactics of the organization. Exhibit 1-38 shows an example of an integrated measurement model. Note how it starts with the goals of organizational strategy. Strategy directs all of the remaining priorities for each part of the organization. These priorities are used to determine what is important to measure and what targets are important to achieve if the overall strategy is to succeed. Exhibit 1-38, Integrated Measurement Model. The model illustrates the way in which the organization's performance at all levels, from strategic, the conference room, to operational, the work environment, is aligned through performance objectives. Each part of the organization needs to link back to the organization's strategy, or that strategy will fail to be realized. The integrated measurement model is an example of a KPI tree, or a series of key performance indicators, KPIs, that are linked and become more specific at lower levels but can be aggregated to provide summary information at higher levels. Objectives and metrics are set at each level of management, from strategic objectives all the way down to measurement of operations at specific workstations. Let's walk through how performance objectives cascade down from the organizational to the divisional, functional, and individual levels. Organizational performance objectives might be, for example, a revenue target in the aggregate and for individual products/service families, a percentage share of the market, or a successful entry into a new line of business or a geographical region. Note how the overall strategy is broken down into divisional strategic objectives. A division, business unit, or segment is a major line of business that tracks its own profits and losses separately, for example, a mining division or a manufacturing division. Objectives at this level need to balance various priorities, so four perspectives akin to those of Kaplan and Norton's balanced scorecard are shown here. This is one way to ensure that goals and the metrics used to measure them relate to both the short and long-term objectives set in the strategy. Financial objectives are sometimes more short-term, such as meeting near-term cost reduction goals, while customer, business process, and learning and growth objectives tend to help the division get where it needs to be to enable the long-term strategy to succeed. Organizations might instead develop their own customized set of balanced performance objectives. These strategic and divisional objectives drive the creation of functional objectives. What can the function, for example, operations, marketing, R&D, IT, do to help the organization as a whole meet its strategic objectives? This helps prevent a key negative effect of functional silos, with each function working toward its own distinct and separate goals. By aligning their performance objectives with the overall objectives, the organization's functions can perform as a team. The functional area strategies include the operations strategy, for example, manufacturing strategy or service organization operations strategy, and related high-level performance objectives. Speed, dependability, flexibility, quality, and cost are often basic ways to categorize priorities. Organizations might work to be order qualifiers in all of these categories, but due to inherent trade-offs, they generally cannot be order winners for more than one or possibly two of these, meaning that they need to specialize in the areas that the strategy dictates will produce a competitive advantage. The other areas then are provided to the degree possible that allows them to support the area of specialization. Exhibit 1-39 shows some ways to describe each of these functional area performance objectives as a set of generic performance objectives from the perspective of manufacturing. The exhibit also provides examples of how they might create trade-offs. Manufacturing will settle on a mix of priorities that promote the overall strategy, and these will in turn guide selection of detailed goals and performance measures at lower and lower levels. One way to ensure that metrics link back to higher level goals is to select just a few critical metrics that can be proven to directly link back to strategy. These will become the organization's KPIs. At the individual level, each person will need their own set of metrics to which they will be held accountable and that align with the higher levels of the integrated measurement model. The objectives and their metrics should be SMART, as is discussed next. SMART objectives. Tying objectives to metrics is an important part of making sure that objectives are SMART, specific in terms of desired outcomes, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound in that they set a specific time frame for when the goals should be achieved. The idea is that goals are useful only if they can translate strategy into actual results, and this is possible only if the objectives have all of the SMART qualities. Specific and measurable goals are vital qualities. There is no way of objectively identifying whether vague or unmeasurable goals are successful or unsuccessful. What is called a success might also be changed arbitrarily. Attainable goals are important because unrealistic goals tend to demoralize people and thus have unintended negative side effects. Goals must be relevant. Irrelevant goals distract users from working toward the actual strategic priorities, thus the need for a limited set of KPIs. Time-bound goals are not open-ended but need to be achieved during the indicated time horizon, such as during the 3 to 5 year strategic plan, or before the end of a shorter planning period. One way to ensure that strategies and objectives are SMART is to perform a what-if analysis or other type of simulation to determine whether the strategy will be profitable. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a what-if analysis as the process of evaluating alternate strategies by answering the consequences of changes to forecasts, manufacturing plans, inventory levels, and so forth. These types of simulations can also be used to evaluate tactical and operational decisions.